I remember hearing a shmooze from Reb Tzvi Meyer, where he's talking about Noach and how he thought that Hashem appears to him and tells him build a teva for 120 years, and you're going to save people, you're going to teach them, you're going to be a big Rosh Yeshiva, you're going to make Bali Tshuva. And Noach is thinking this all along, he's building a teva and the world's going to come, and he's imagining in his mind all the shiurim he's going to give, and the shuls, and the batei midrashim, and everything's going to happen, everyone's going to be saved because Noach's building this fantastic teva. And then in the end, who comes? Animals. So Tzvimar said, what happened? The Rosh Yeshiva became a zookeeper. But that was the godless of Noach, that despite what he planned on happening didn't come out the way he anticipated, nevertheless he remained an Eved Hashem. So there's a lot of muss that we can take from that. He discusses the Parshas Noach always comes out at the beginning of the year, and he says, Kol yochid v'yochid yesh bo nisyono shel dor hamabo. Every single one of us has tests just like the dor hamabo. V'gam ha'efsharus livnos la'atzmo tevas noach lihinatzel mehem. And we have the opportunity to build for ourselves a tevas noach, where we can save ourselves and protect ourselves from these outside influences. So learn inside a small section from Tovshin Nun Tes. He says, Yedu amad isa b'chazal kadoshim medivrei tzadikim. One of the greatest things, ways that the Yetzer Hara tries to seduce us, tries to get each one of us in. It's the same idea, but each one has a different approach. Depending on the person's age, depending on whatever situation a person finds himself in life. But the common denominator for all these types of trickery and seduction, everybody has an unbelievable rotzon to do Hashem's will. To do wonderful things on behalf of Hashem. Bechol ha'olamos, and all the whole worlds. La'atza for himself. Lechol ha'doros, for all future generations. V'yuhudi margish lefoil avur Hashem yizborach. Efsharak in devarim gedolim shekashim lo'lasois. And we're tricked into thinking that the only way we can accomplish is if we do big things. Things require a tremendous amount of difficulty for us to accomplish. Hein ba'asei tov. Doing good things, kol yochid v'yochid lefi mitzavo, each person according to their station in life, where they're holding. Kigon im ragil l'lamod seder shel shtei sha'os v'lam an arba sha'os b'ritzivas. So a person normally learns 2 hours, and now he's going 4 hours without any interruptions. Ubi agiyach v'doime, ach kigon kashya kodesh baruch hu heir bo la'asois hachon gedol lefnei tefila, tries to prepare himself appropriately before davening. Oshahayaloni soyin godol shall be an odon lechavero. He has a very difficult interpersonal relationship. But bayis at home, oim chaverim with one of his friends. He's gabiv lo omer klum, and he has a tremendous. He hates a hard to say something, and he doesn't. So, oshahayaloni soyin shall tahara, purity, einayim, looking at the, not looking, whatever it is, peh, speaking or not speaking, nisoyin godol v'kasha, his gaber lof, when a person overcomes that tremendous difficulty, az margish shepol eizid dover godol, then a person feels, wow, I really accomplished something, I did something great for Hashem, I had such a big yetzahara, and I didn't give in, I was supposed to learn for this amount, and I went even beyond and beyond my normal capabilities. V'al derech ze gam v'kolios, he has a whole asifa and makes a lot of people frum because of this. Oh, etzel inyishel tzedakah, he collected a lot of money, he gave a lot of money. She'osav chamishim elef dollar, big bucks. V'dom and devarim gedolim v'kashe ke'elu. He thinks these types of hard things. As margish shepol ezidover god, the person feels I really did something great. Aydei shehishkia avoida gedola, I worked very hard on this. But on a person's regular daily schedule, the day in and day out, Torah, Tefillah, Nisyonos, Regilim, Shel Bein Adam LeChaveru, the normal annoying people we have to deal with every day, are davening, are learning, Bein Adam LeMakom, Ein Margish HaEmes HaGedola, Shehu Poyel Bezed Devarim Gedolim. A person doesn't feel like, wow, I'm really accomplishing something unbelievable by doing this. It goes into the Yid. He seems to be as It can't be any other way except for this. Umargish kach behargasha. I feel that. That yetzahor, that if I'm not doing something big, I'm really not doing anything at all. Aval ha'emesi, says Reb Tzvi Meir Shizeu, mehakoichus ha'yoseh gedol shaha yetzer. This is one of the biggest enemies, weapons, I should say, that our enemy has. Ubepraktik for such a Mashiach, and certainly now in this generation. V'zeh einin shel chitzonius. This is such a superficial way of thinking and living. K'di'is mitzadikim z'chusim yagim aleinu. Amash omer chazal, yetzer shel odom mizgabir lav, mechadish lav, b'choyo mevakish lahamiso. Every day, the Yetzer Hara wants to kill the person. Mevakish lahamiso. Asher be'emes kasha getas lahavin zeh. At first glance, he says, is that really true? We know people who have very, very difficult lives. We feel, we see that these people really, they're struggling day in and day out. But Claudius, it's a kol Yehudi, but in general, by Jews, yeled, small child, a bocher, unmarried, an avrich, learning in koldel, sometimes they have good days, or pachas tov, a little bit less. Okay, you have tests. But frappet dvarm adam dash bigvo. Okay, you know, saying brachos with kavana, stuff like that. That we really feel you're being killed by your yetzahara. So explains with Sfimer, no. You know what it means, misa? You know what death is? Inyan tumas meis, tuma? Hu inyan shel chitzonius. It's being superficial. Goof below neshama, a physical body without the soul. Lefnei had a feel of Adam Harishon before Adam was nichshal. Af she'ein lan hasog was that we have no idea with the level of Adam Harishon. Kedu me'asan zerov va'od tzadikim zechzenu ki atzadik ha'yoser gadol im ach la'atzmo lechavim pam achas bechaim. He would try if only once of his life. Hakavonos hamachshava shahaylo laAdam Harishon beis achila. Right, the biggest tzaddikim now wish they could strive to just be like Adam Harishon was when he was eating. Mikom akum koma shekosu b'torah hakadosha hu inyan shel liman. We have to learn from it. So what do we learn from this? Hakadosh Baruch Hu omer laAdam Harishon beyomach alcham moimenu mos tomus. You're going to die on the day you eat from the Eitz Hadas. Hayneki Adam Harishon lifnei nefila haya began Eden. Before the nefila, he was in Gan Eden. Just one of the many things that's applicable to talk about in Gan Eden, who shiro bebrirus vabehirus shetachas adam hu lavodis laavdul shamra. They saw with a clarity that the whole tachlis of this world is to serve Hashem. Hayiro bebirur heich kol dover toiv. Any small good thing we do, kol milishal Torah tefila, kol atzmus lavodas Hashem. Any small thing we do to try to help ourselves, to improve ourselves, poel hashpahs tovus creates unbelievable hashpah. Beruchnius uvegashmius, both in the physical and in spiritual terms. Aval b'yom machalchem imenu motomus tomos. But on the day that you eat from, you're going to die. Meaning that clarity is going to be taken away. Tekal b'chinah shel misa. You're now going to be living in the b'chinah of misa, b'chinah shel chitzonius, looking at things superficially. Goof below neshama, kiddisa meham maharal, Reb Nachman, v'od tzadikim. So who's going to say olam humiloshen ha'olama? That the world olam comes from the word he'olam, right? There's the teaching from the Magid of Mezrich. He says b'shvili nivra ha'olam, for the world was created for my sake. The he'olam b'shvili nivra ha'olam, the world was hidden for my sake. That I should be able to find Hashem in it. This idea that the world hides the reality. And we look at things, if we're doing big, big things, then we feel we're accomplishing. But my daily life is not much to it. So he says that's the Yetzer Hara. Bechina shel choshech yichase oretz, kemo she'omer chazal, ha'olam hazeh doyim l'layla. This world is compared to nighttime. Uprahlus nevi yasa Mashiach, and certainly now before Mashiach comes, she'az yesh bechina shel kad rusa de tzafra, right before the dawn, ki b'siyim ha'layla mizgabra ha'choshech yoser v'yoser. Before dawn comes, it gets dark. V'ha'choshech hazeh ma'alim ha'chase ha'emes, and the darkness that's in the world now is covering the truth. B'yom ha'chalcham imenim most tomus, bechina shel misa, bechina shel chitzonius, shu avi avos ha'tuma. Chitzonius, he says, is the avi avos ha'tuma. A person looks at things, life, themselves, in a superficial way. They don't feel like they're accomplishing anything. Unless it's big. It's hidden from us what it's accomplishing. That's a dead piece of flesh. It's the heel. It's so dry and insensitive. She'enu margish, doesn't feel anything. So we're like that. That's what it means. Ikvasa mashicha, the footsteps, the foot heels, we don't feel, we don't sense, we don't realize what we're really accomplishing. V'zeh b'china shel chitzonius, b'china shel Esav Golus Edom. That's the final Golus that we're in. Edom hu tsova. It's a color. Tsova hu dover chitzoni. And a color is something you put on external. I paint the wall. The wall is there. I paint the chair. I put paint. I put something on external to it. The Esav Amr Chazal HaKadosh Kadoshim Shehu Miloshin Shov. Esav is the word Shov. Shov b'brasi b'olami. Ki ha'olam hazeh kulo sheker hu. This whole world is sheker. Hayne shekol ha-metzius shel ha-oilam hazeh, the reality of this world, ma'al mechase ha-emes ma-shepolim etzel kol yochid v'yochid. This idea is we're mechazik ourselves, we begin a new zman, right after the wonderful Yom Neroim, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the idea of building for ourselves this teva of Noach, the idea of being not affected by the outside world, specifically this idea of believing in ourselves and the koach of our everyday actions. Okay, shikayach.